Hi, everybody. I'm Jeff Suckendorf, CEO of UTD. I don't even know the name of my company anymore. It changed. We did that five times.
Is the name changed?
Yeah, it's UTD Scuba Diving now, not Unified Team Diving
anymore. Well, it's UTD Team Diving or UTD Scuba Diving.
You can have an official name.
It's UTD Scuba Diving.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Jeff here. Welcome back to another CarCast. I've been experimenting with audio in the car, and if you listen to the recent CarCast I did on style versus success, you'll know that in that moment I reached, I think, a new low of audio quality. So I'm trying to figure out a way to record these CarCasts spontaneously, which means without a lot of equipment, audio equipment, so I can do them whenever they pop into my head, but also be respectful of you, our listeners and our audience, that, you know, you deserve a decent quality product, not an almost unlistenable thing. So we'll see how this one goes, and hopefully this is better. It's 4 a.m. I am driving from San Diego to Los Angeles to go to the Olympic Velodrome and do a workout on my bike up there. And it is just pissing down rain here in Southern California. And of course, when it rains in Southern California, as the song says, you know, it never rains in Southern California. But when it does rain in Southern California, this is like the equivalent of a blizzard dumping like 4 feet of snow on a city. You know, people's brains in their cars just shut down when it rains. It's just bizarre. So. Yeah, so a challenging drive, and hopefully you'll hear a little patter of rain and maybe a squeak of a windshield wiper once in a while, but it's beautiful when it rains in Southern California because it is such a rare event, and I kind of missed that from when I lived in the Northeast and in the U.S., and it was just, you know, rain and snow and crazy all the time. Now we have to suffer through beautiful weather like 340 days a year, so I'll have to just accept that. But I wanted to talk about something today that has been on my mind for a few years. Normally I do these CarCasts and it's something that's been on my mind for about an hour, but this one I've been thinking about for a really long time. And it kind of settled in when we reorganized UTD and separated the company from UTD Equipment, and I purchased just the training side and extracted myself from the equipment side. And so, of course, now Unified Team Diving is just a training agency. I shouldn't say just, is a training agency doing training and certification and coaching and has nothing to do with the equipment side. So we've been able to really target our model much more effectively without the bother of the equipment and the hassles and the liability and the maintaining stock and orders and warranties and all that stuff. And just, you know, for me and with Ben and Jay as the team, it's really about just doing what we're really good at. And, you know, what we're really good at is this, you know, this team of three. You know, a training director, a director of development, and me sitting at the desk, really extracting from each of us our strengths and pouring them into this company. And that's really where we are today, is that, you know, we are a lean but powerful team creating, you know, a scuba training model that is and always has been a bit cutting edge. So, you know, we have the coaching model, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. We have a transactional class model like every other training agency. But we also have something that makes us a little bit different. And I never compare Unified Team Diving to any other company. I'll never say we're the best, we're better than, we're the same as, we're different. You know, what we are, however, is different. Comparing is just, I think, always a bad idea. But allowing us to do what we're good at, never saying anything in any way negative about any other training agency or any other system, just talking about our strengths, leads me down this topic of we are not for everybody. And in some ways, this is going to feel like anti-marketing. That, you know, I'm saying, well, you know, if we're not for everybody, well, how do we have a business model? And it's a powerful business model, I think, when we can actually stand up and say, we are truly not for everyone. Now, in the earlier days of UTD, that was not the prevalent attitude. We were really focused on trying to make everybody our client, our student, our instructor. And really what it got us was two very serious problems. One is, it wasn't true. That was the first thing. Because we have a standard that is different than most other training agencies. And the other thing is, we had this attitude that every client was the last client on earth. Every student was the last student on earth. And all that does is make it impossible to meet that standard. It just can't be done. I think in any business, you've got to find your niche. You've got to find your market. You've got to find your target and go with that audience, that market, that target. And so back when we separated and I bought the training side and brought on Ben and now brought on Jay, we're really at a point where we have to realize, accept, and embrace the fact that the training system that we have created over these years, coming on decades, is absolutely not for everyone. It's not for every instructor. It's not for every student, but, and here's the big caveat, for those that we are for, we're powerful. And we provide a powerful training system. And I think that's the key. You know, there is this 80-20 rule in business that 20% of your clients create 80% of your revenue. And I think, as the first rule is to graciously and gently release some of those 80% that aren't actually serving the company, because neither side is happy with the relationship. Now, it doesn't actually work that way, because once we have a student, once we have a client, we're doing everything we can to serve that student or coaching client in the best possible way. That's just a given. That, you know, we are filled with integrity on doing the best we can for everybody who walks in the door of Unified Team Diving. We're not saying that, you know, if we don't think you're the right fit for us, we're just going to ignore you, or we're just going to let you flounder out there. That's not at all it. We're going to do everything we possibly can to make everybody who comes in the door have the best possible experience. But it doesn't mean we're the absolute right fit for everyone. And this is true for both students and instructors. Now, from a marketing standpoint, trying to market to everybody is impossible because you cannot get a clean message out. And that's what I was looking at just a few minutes ago when I was talking about, you know, the reasons we're not for everybody. One of the things about being on the company side of this, on the Unified Team Diving side of this not for everybody idea, is that it is impossible to market our product, what we do well, to everybody. We can tell everybody who touches scuba diving in any way what we do. But when we get down to the nitty-gritty, when we get down in the weeds on how the system works, on the kind of training we do, on what our expectations are for our students and clients, and what we we know our clients' and students' expectations should be of us. Well, without a very clear marketing message, we can't get any clients in the door. So we look at this and we say, well, all right, what are we trying to tell anybody who calls us up? And let me just use coaching as an example on this, because it's on my mind today, because it's just on my mind today. You know, we created the coaching model for a bunch of reasons. And one of the reasons we did it is because it is not location dependent. One of the challenges being a small training agency is we don't have instructors everywhere. Since day one, we've always worked on the concept of let's be strong where we're strong. So I've always liked the idea of putting more instructors where we have instructors, knowing that, you know, if you look at students or clients, you know, in a city, I don't know, pick any city, pick San Diego, it doesn't matter. If there's one instructor in San Diego, that instructor is going to get X number of clients. If there are five UTD instructors in San Diego, it doesn't mean that the X number of clients is divided by five. It means the X number of clients is multiplied by five. So the example we use is not that it makes the slices of the pie smaller. The example we use is that it makes the pie bigger. So that's the first thing, is to make sure that our instructors understand that there are always more students and there are always more clients. So back on the coaching model, what we were finding was when somebody heard about the training system at Unified Team Diving and wanted to come in and wanted to learn to dive in this methodology that we teach, team diving, neutral buoyancy, consistent equipment, all of that stuff, and they were in a city that didn't have a UTD instructor, it was really frustrating. It was frustrating for everybody. It was frustrating for the student, or the potential student or potential client, because they're calling up saying, oh my God, I just read about this. It's exactly what I'm looking for. I just can't wait to find, you know, my local instructor and get started. And then they're in a city that doesn't have a local instructor. And it's bad for everybody. You know, it's sad for the student because they had this whole vision of how they were going to, you know, work through their scuba education in this powerful, you know, team-oriented way. And now we're saying, well, we don't have an instructor in your city. And it's sad for us because, you know, here's this super excited student coming in or client coming in. And they're, you know, we have to say to them, well, you know, I can't serve you. I don't have an instructor, you know, 5 miles, 8 kilometers from your house, who you can go see and take this class. You have to get on an airplane and fly somewhere, or you've got to get 2 or 3 more people together, and then you've got to, you know, we'll fly in an instructor and you have to pay the expenses and all this other stuff. You know, I definitely wanted to try to find a model that solved that problem. So as we market UTD into, you know, the world, that we can actually serve people where we don't have a UTD instructor. And the coaching program is brilliant for that. Because the coaching program, it's not connected to where the client or the coach lives. And when I say client, that's the same thing as saying student. And when I say coach, it's the same thing as saying instructor. Because our instructors are coaches, our coaches are instructors, it's the same thing. Our students are our students, and our students in the coaching program are our clients, but it's the same thing. So now what happens when somebody calls and says, hey, I heard about the training system. I heard, you know, I saw on Facebook, or I saw an email, or I stopped by the booth at DEMA or something like that. And I'm really interested in the training, but, you know, I did a search on your website and you don't have an instructor in my city. We can say, well, yeah, but we have a solution for that. And that solution is the coaching program, because it doesn't matter where you live or where the coach lives. You know, I am well coached on a bicycle, and you know, I live in San Diego and my coach lives in Boulder. It's like, you know, like an 18-hour drive, which I'll never do. And it really just doesn't matter because we talk. I have a weekly calendar that's set up for me, and I just wake up in the morning and I look at the calendar and whatever it says I do. And today, you know, I've got a super hard short effort workout that was perfect for, you know, the indoor velodrome in LA. I'm making this drive because it's pouring rain here. It's like perfect day to go ride my bike indoors. But the point of this is, you know, back on the coaching program is that we have a product that we can offer to people who are not living near an instructor. How does that work? Well, the guidance on scuba diving is not all in the water. There is so much going on in scuba diving education that is not in the water that we do in the coaching program that is, you know, ignored, overlooked, or just not dealt with in most training systems. For one thing, in the coaching program, your coach becomes your guide. And it's so much more than just, you know, telling you what chapters to read or watch in the academic course content. So the very first thing that I do when I have a new coaching client come into to Unified Team Diving is I ask them for a spreadsheet of all of their scuba equipment, and we set it up as if they're building like a carnet for an insurance company, right? So I want to know every single piece. I want serial numbers. If it's got service dates, you know, if you have tanks, I want to know the hydro date and the viz date. Get all this on a spreadsheet that's super organized, and now you can keep track of all this so you don't, you know, walk into your shop and realize your cylinder is out of hydro and you can't get it filled 2 days or 2 minutes before dive. So we have this spreadsheet, and then together we can look at the gear and see what you've got. Now, at the same time that's happening, there's a budget going on. One of the things in UTD, one of the parts of this company that's deep in the fabric of the culture of UTD now, the new UTD, is that we talk about money openly and freely. There are no secret charges, hidden fees, any of that stuff. I think it's crazy to have somebody come in as a client and not have their financial expectations on the table. When I look at a website for a company that provides a service and I can't find the pricing, my first thought is, what are they trying to hide? So I'm not interested in being that company. So we talk about the finances around scuba really openly and early in any relationship. And this is not just in the coaching program. This is in the you know, if you just come in as a regular student in a regular class, you know, you're going to know up front what everything costs, because it's not fair if you don't. So the first thing I want to know for my coaching clients is, what is your short and long term disposable budget for scuba diving? Like, how much money can you spend per month for the next 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months? And we talk about this in relation to training, equipment, and travel. Those are basically the three big costs for scuba diving. And remember, this is generally, for most people, recreational. Now, if you're coming in as an instructor with the idea of creating a business around scuba diving, this conversation is a little bit different. And I had one of those yesterday, actually, with a potential instructor candidate. We went through the whole business model of being a independent scuba instructor in Unified Team Diving and how that works, what the costs are to get to that point, what the potential incomes is, how the business models work both for UTD and for you as an independent instructor. And we got all that on the table, and this person is now able to make a really informed decision as to whether this is a good fit. So having the budget figured out, then as a coach, I can say to this client, which is the same as me saying, as an instructor, I can say to this student, but as a coach, I can say to this client, all right, let's take your X number of dollars per month in the first 2 months, and we're going to spend this much on training. You're going to have to spend this much on equipment to get consistent with, you know, maybe you need it all. Backplate, wing, and long hose. All the regulators, all, you know, new gauges, everything. I mean, we have people come in with, you know, 15-year-old jacket BCs and a Air 2 thingamajig and split fins. Not often, but sometimes. And then we look at that and say, okay, so you need an eBay account because all that stuff is going away and we're going to start over. You know, often somebody comes in and they've got, you know, one first stage, or it's a yoke first stage, and, you know, the rest of the stuff. So basically we just look at it and we just tune up the equipment based on the budget. Now, it's completely unfair to a student to say, or to a client to say, all right, here's the deal. You need to sell every single thing you have and buy this particular brand of this particular gear. And you can't come into a class until you do it. That just makes no sense to me. One of the beautiful things about splitting up UTD and getting rid of the equipment side was that we are now completely equipment agnostic. It just doesn't matter what the brand is. I know if you watch the videos of Ben, he's diving, you know, a Santee dry suit, a Suex scooter, a, you know, a Halcyon backplate, you know, this regulator, that regulator, doesn't matter. We don't care. So, and I'm doing the same thing. So that's the first thing, is let's get the money down and let's figure it out. Now, this in some places can be a stopper for people who's, you know, come in and say, well, you know, for me, I want to take the class in my jacket BC and my air gizmo thing. And, you know, we used to say, yeah, great, come on in, we'll make it work. And now we're like, that's going to be really hard because you're going to be struggling with trim. You're going to be struggling with buoyancy. And even though trim is not the most important thing, buoyancy is one of the most important things. But, you know, if you're a few degrees off in trim, it's like, you know, that's not going to kill anybody. But, you know, if you're 30 degrees head up and you're flutter kicking into the ground and you refuse to change the gear because you don't want to spend the money on a backplate and wing, then it becomes difficult to really help you. And that's a situation where we just might look at this and say, well, you know what, in this situation, we're just not for everyone. Scuba diving can be expensive. It doesn't have to be, but it can be expensive. So we want to get that on the table first. And we want to set you up for the most possible success that you could conceivably have in your training. So the first conversation about money gets a lot of that on the table. And, you know, we often have some of this conversation before somebody signs into the program so they know what to expect. Now, the other side of the coin is somebody comes in, they bought all this equipment and they don't really know how to use it, or they couldn't find a guide to help them, or their instructor didn't know enough about it, or they were, you know, basically trying to, you know, stick a square peg in a round hole and just, you know, the fit wasn't good. So, and this is a case for somebody who, you know, decides they want to dive doubles, but doesn't really have an instructor, so buys all the stuff but can't figure out how to use it properly. Or worse, figures out how to use it wrong. So in a long-distance coaching program, we can work with all of that. And this is one of the ways we become for people, not for people. Because thinking out of the box, if I have a coaching client come in and... let's just look at this person I just made up, right? Bought doubles, doesn't really have an instructor locally who can help them. So the first thing we can do is say, okay, well, that's great. Let's look at the equipment. Let's make sure it's set up properly. And this is stuff we can do on Zoom or on FaceTime or whatever we need to make sure the gear is, you know, properly set up, that hose routing is correct, that the regulators are set up properly, that the bands are in the right place, that, you know, all the little bits and bobs are set up properly. You know, do you know how to tie you know, a bolt snap to a hose. We can show you that. All of that stuff can be done. And you know, I think we can thank the pandemic for this, is that, you know, working all of these systems remotely became very commonplace and very accepted. So we embrace that totally. So all of that kind of stuff, getting gear organized, getting an academic program figured out, answering questions. One of the ways the calendar works in the coaching program is that there's a communication system in it, basically an internal email system. So every time you get a workout, and I'm doing air quotes again, so a workout, which could be an academic chapter, a video, a podcast, whatever it is, wherever we're having you do at that moment, my expectation is you're going to put your notes or questions in immediately and tell me what you thought, or ask me questions. And we get this dialogue going around these chapters, and it's cool. So that dialogue is open much more than just the 4 days of a class. That dialogue is open every day that you're doing anything scuba related. So then the next thing, the next blocker that comes up for people was, how do you teach me to actually dive in the water? And this took a little while to figure out, but it's super cool. Oh, it just stopped raining. Oh my God, what a relief. How do we teach you to dive in the water long distance? Well, when you go back to the classical definition of education, education, the way we define it, is creating a change in behavior in your students. That's the goal of any instructor, of any educator. Create a change in behavior in your students. That change is worthless without a piece of it called retention. So if we go through an educational process and we create a change in behavior in one of our students, and that behavior change only sticks for a week till they go home from their class or they move on to something else, then the whole exercise was futile, was worthless, because it didn't stick. So retention becomes a much more important piece of education than just simply creating a change in behavior. Retention is created in education by discovery. And when that discovery is self-discovery, the change sticks even more. So you basically what I'm trying to say is, when you can learn something yourself, your ability to make that thing that you learn stick is much stronger than if you're just told something and you accept it. So self-discovery in any education system becomes really important. One of the things we're forced to do in the coaching program is, and this is a good thing, is handle the initial diving part, the in-water skills, the personal skills, on video. Which means the coaching client goes in the pool with a buddy, hopefully with a camera on a tripod, and performs the skills we're working on. Back kick, SMB deploy, basic six, whatever they are, doesn't matter. And then that video gets delivered to the coach, and the coach, me or whoever the coach is, looks at the video, and then we do a call and we talk about all of the elements around the skills. How can you make this better? How can you do this, you know, more efficiently? This part was really good. Can you remember how you did it? And we have this conversation that almost always ends with, awesome, now go do it again. Take what we talked about, put it in your wet notes if you need to, but go try to do it and just work on these two things. And you know, the coaching program, we've always said this, it slows the process down from, you know, a 3 or 4 day class to, you know, months or in some cases years. And the time is what's critical in this thing. So in this idea that we can train people to do personal skills, and in some cases even team skills by video, the power in it is palpable. It's amazing, because what we're allowing people to do is explore these skills on their own, make their mistakes, condone the mistakes, say, okay, that was awesome. Now let's just go fix that one thing and just go back into the water and do it again. I talked a couple of episodes ago about this experience I had in Park City, Utah, where I was able to, what was that talking about? Oh yeah, Unfulfilled Dreams, right? That podcast, that car cast, where I was able to do a lesson in biathlon. And biathlon is a sport where you cross-country ski and then shoot a gun at targets. It's a super cool sport because you're skiing full gas and then you have to get your heart rate slowed. Anyway, it's a cool sport. And I'm a very accomplished cross-country skier. I used to race and all that. So I'm a good skier. I haven't shot a gun since I was like 16. I have no idea for guns. But, you know, I took this 3-hour lesson and I was trying to learn it all in 3 hours. And it was completely impossible. Now, because I came in with the skiing, I didn't have to pay any attention to that part. But all of the other bits and bobs, you know, arriving at the shooting range, getting the gun off, getting the bullets in it, all that kind of, all of that was new. And because it was a single lesson, you know, I have, although not forgotten everything, I've certainly not retained any of the motor skills associated with that piece of the sport. I would have to go back and practice and practice and practice and practice and practice. And that's what we're saying in the coaching program with diving skills, particularly personal skills, is we can show you long distance how to practice. And we've said this a million times also, that practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So the system works, but just to stay on target, it's not for everybody. The people who thrive in the coaching program are the people who are not on a schedule, who are not focused on a C card, who are not sitting there with their eye on the prize of, you know, I want a C card that says I can go to, you know, 100 feet, 30 meters. And then 3 weeks later, I want a C card that says I can go to 130 feet, 39 meters. And then 8 weeks later, I want a C card that says I can go to 160 feet, 48 meters. That's not our audience. Our audience is, you know, somebody who comes in and says, hey, I'm interested in diving deeper. How do I get there? And I'm not in a hurry. Now, occasionally we get someone who comes in and says, hey, I'm going on a trip. I need a Nitrox certification like in 3 weeks. And we're like, okay, we can do that. We can accomplish that. And you get in a regular class and you get your Nitrox card and you go on your trip and life's grand. More often than not, those are not the people who walk in the door at UTD. The people who walk in the door at UTD are those who are interested in becoming the best scuba diving version of themselves. And that's the thing we're really good at. So that is now our target audience in the best possible way. We are absolutely looking to bring this training methodology to the people who we believe it will serve the best. And, you know, we spent a long time working on who is our ideal client this year. You know, we spent basically a full day when we were in New Orleans at DEMA just looking at who is the ideal client for UTD. And we went through this whole exercise, you know, what is the socioeconomic situation for that client? What is the diving situation? What is the physical fitness and interest in athletics piece of it? What is, you know, what are the goals? All of that stuff. We got all of that down on paper and said, okay, we now know what our ideal client looks like. From that, we can look at pretty much everybody and say, okay, are there parts of you that line up with our ideal client and allow us to serve you in the best possible way? Now, if there are no alignments between you and what we know is the client we can best serve, then we have to have a really serious conversation and say, are we the right place for you? On the other hand, when somebody calls up and says, man, I am so frustrated with the state of scuba diving education. You know, I'm an instructor, or I'm a dive master, or I want to be an instructor, or I just want to be a better diver, and I cannot get someone to train me at a level that meets my expectations, then I say, bang, you're the client for us. Because we can do that. We can take you from wherever you are and bring you to wherever you want to go if you're willing to put in the work. And if you're willing to say, I am not interested in just pounding through a course for the sake of a C card. And that's the cool thing. So this has kind of been a long road for me to just talk about what is it that we can do best for our students. And what we do best for our students and our clients is provide a training system that creates a change in behavior, which means you learn to dive maybe differently than you've been diving in the past, or with a different mental attitude or a different physical attitude to what you've been diving in the past. And we know how to teach it in a way that makes it stick. So you're not going to finish a course with us and 4 weeks later have no idea what happened. It just doesn't happen. We're going to work with you until you understand exactly how to practice perfectly, and then you'll get better. Now, if you do it in a regular transactional class, we're going to send you out with that, and you're going to do the best you can to practice properly, and then either come back for a tune-up or come back for another class at some point. If you do it in the coaching program, then we're going to send you out to practice and practice properly, and then we're going to look at it every week, every 2 weeks, every other day. Whenever you can get in the water with a camera, we're going to help you move forward and continue to keep you on target to practice properly to become the best team diving version of yourself. And that's our goal. Short and simple. When I started this talk, whenever it was, half an hour ago, I was starting this with the idea that of talking about we are not for everybody. Where I want to be now is talking about who are we for. We are for anybody who is willing to start where they are and be guided to a point of brilliance, to be guided to a point of team diving at the very highest level, to be guided to a point of diving safely, making sure it's fun. We've talked in the past about what is the metric in scuba diving. We figured this out with, you know, our coach and instructor, Alan Weinberg in Spain. You know, and his take on it was, well, you know, and he's a triathlete, so, you know, and I'm a cyclist, and Ben's a triathlete, and so we all have metrics, right? We have power numbers on the bike, we have speed numbers on running, and we have lap times on swimming and all that, but, you know, we don't really have those metrics in scuba diving. And so Alan's take was, the metric for scuba diving is satisfaction. So how do we take our clients and say, well, your measurement is going to be in satisfaction? Well, satisfaction comes in different ways for different people, but basically, are you becoming the best version of yourself? And that's exactly what we're looking at. Are you becoming the best scuba diving version of yourself? Are you learning enough about yourself during your scuba education, be it in coaching or in a transactional class, that you can apply some of that to your daily life? Are you learning how to learn? Are you learning how to retain information? And can you apply that to your work? Can you apply it to your relationships? How do we take this and make it a lifestyle? If that fits anything about you, then you are for us. So it's true, we're not for everybody. But those who we are for, man, it is a powerful, powerful program. And that's what I want to leave you with on this one. if you think that we are for you, if you think Unified Team Diving is a training system that is for you, then it's super simple. Just shoot us a note. Jeff@utdscubadiving.com, Ben@utdscubadiving.com. If you want to get both of us, info@utdscubadiving.com. And let us know and open a dialogue. You know, all you have to do is say, hey, I'm interested in the coaching program or I'm interested in training. And we'll get back to you almost immediately. And we will set up a call and we'll figure it out. Are we for you or are you not for us? We're going to be honest with you because we are completely comfortable and confident in the fact that although we're for a lot of people, we are not for everyone. So that's my story for this morning. It's still dark. I am 38 minutes from the Velodrome in LA, where I'm going to go turn myself inside out doing a VO2 workout on the track. And we'll be back with more carcasts, more podcasts on scuba, more classes, more IDCs, more everything. So let us know what you think. You can get this podcast, of course, wherever you get your podcasts. It's on all the channels. And leave us a rating and review. And I look forward to seeing you all. But, of course, it's a podcast. I look forward to speaking with you all on the next one. All right, everybody. Take care.
Hell is going outside. One way. Working down the street.